Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, boppity boppity bop bop bop, Memphis basketball. We talked so much about Memphis football. We've talked so much about Memphis football. We've talked so much about college football that it's almost like college basketball has taken a back seat. But Penny Hardaway said, don't forget about us this weekend. Saturday, Memphis Tigers hosted the Baylor Bears. Three-point dogs at tip. Three-point underdogs at tip. And they get it done. 78-71, best game of the year. No question about it from Memphis. They were flying around. They were, defending. Aaron Bradshaw gave you 17-7. What? Where did that come from? Cam Carr, who is a future lottery pick for Baylor, he did have a double-double, but like, he really wasn't.
He was 3-15.
Yeah. He really had a hard time. Wow. Zach Davis, 23-13. Another great game for him. Memphis got down midway through the second half. They were trailing by as many as eight, and they just turned the water off on Baylor there at one point. Baylor just could not get a look. And this is a game, by the way, where Memphis shot 3-16 from three. Mm-hmm. They're going to shoot better than that.
I was going to say, they played better games offensively.
Yeah.
Probably 41% from the field, but had not seen that level of performance from either Zach Davis or Aaron Bradshaw.
Right.
And it came, boy, did it come at the right time. Because I'll just say, Doug offensively was struggling, although you like the seven assists he ends up with and finishes with 11 points. He was 4 of 12. And so my point, they needed someone to step up offensively. And a game where I thought Penny's depth, which he, has talked about and at one point this preseason had lauded, I thought it wore a Baylor team that only plays seven, eight guys, it wore them down. And defensively, that's what Penny's always hoped to do, right, when he plays the more guys, is to create chaos defensively, wear you down, and against a team with a shorter rotation that's still trying to figure some things out but really doesn't have any other choices, right? Clearly, you held them to 34% shooting. You had them sort of backpedaling for a lot of that game because of your defensive activity level. So
yes.
That's a game where multiple guys, he had eight, nine guys played 10 or more minutes and played more than that. I thought that's one where the game plan paid off.
Yep.
Particularly defensively. Offensively, in a game that you didn't shoot the ball well.
Yeah, absolutely right. Now, we talked about this four-game stretch of Baylor, Louisville, Vandy, and Mississippi State. And we said Baylor was just going to be realistically your best chance to win, right? Because it's here. It's like you, a team that has basically started from scratch, basically replaced everybody on the roster from a year ago, zero returning minutes for Baylor. And so the game being here, again, an unranked Baylor team, this was going to be your best chance. Memphis got the win. They pulled back to 500. And, listen, can anything happen? Sure, anything can happen. They're going to be big underdogs at Louisville. And that's fine. They were always going to be big underdogs at Louisville. KenPom's got it as a 14-point loss for Memphis. Do I expect that to be more competitive than that? I do. I expect it to be more competitive than a 14 because we know how Penny is in these spots. But again, you know, now the charge is, you know, I don't even actually know if there is a non-conference charge. You know, you're 67 at KenPom. I didn't check today to see what they are in the net. I assume they jumped up. You know, they're up to 124 in the net, so that's a positive. But that's firmly outside of the at-large discussion, right? If you beat Vandy and Mississippi State, like if you go 2-1 here, which would be a, I mean, that would be a very, very impressive. Then you probably jump up into the 100, you know, top 100. But I think the at-large conversation is still on ice for now. You know, Memphis is going to have to rattle off quite a bit of these, you know. And it's interesting because UNLV beat Stanford over the weekend, which you would think, all right, maybe that loss doesn't weigh you down as much, but Memphis still sitting here at 124. So that means you're firmly, obviously, out of the at-large conversation. But, yeah, you know, I think it gives you hope that all the goals that you want Memphis to, you know, to achieve are still in front of them if they can beat a team like Baylor.
No, it'd be nice to pick off one of these, you know, one of these really good teams in terms of signature win. You needed that win against Baylor to continue to tell yourself that, you know what, things are trending for us in the right direction. We're figuring some things out, particularly with your defensive effort. You needed that, again, to be the case against a team that we said, there's opportunity here. It comes through. And so, more importantly than, John, because there's a likelihood you're going to be 7-6, 6-7, than worrying about at large, I think is Penny trying to find, can I get this same thing from Zach Davis every night? Can I get this same thing from Aaron Bradshaw just in terms of effort level? I'm not expecting 17, but they've got to continue that part of this first. Again, it's going to matter in terms of your non-con and what it might do for your seating, but back kind of where you're going, I can't make that my priority right now.
Right.
Not with the schedule that's in front of me. If I start focusing on that and you lose these next two against a real good opponents, and all of a sudden I'm saying, oh man, this season's over.
Yep.
It can't be that. It has to be, do I have the right 8 to 10 guys? Keep in mind, you had a couple of key guys that didn't play in this game.
Yep.
Maybe it's 11, maybe it's 12, that are for sure going to be my conference championship guys. Because I got to go all in on getting the right mix so that I know for sure I'm winning the conference tournament championship to not to leave no reason for debate, no yep. reason on whether I'm in on an at-large. I'm with you. It feels like right now you gave up UNLV, you let them run out of your building, and you absolutely handed Wake Forest a win.
Right.
That's dark. But you can't allow that to be the focus right now. You got to focus on these 3-0 road that you've won
yep.
and won over a B opponent. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or what is that, quad two, whatever it is?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, a solid win, but again, you know, the goal is to, at this point, win the American Conference Tournament. I mean, that's
has to be.
That's all
it can
be.
And finding the right mix to do it.
Yeah, and again, Baylor, beating Baylor, top 40 team at KenPom, should give you some hope that is very much doable. You know, your main competition, as usual, is going to be, you know, South Florida in that league. So, yeah, they're probably going to end up, they're probably going to be 5-7 going into conference play. I mean, that's just, you know, we have to kind of just call the balls and strikes here. Again, they were slight dogs to Baylor, and that was a, you know, very impressive win. Absolutely had to have it. You avoid worst case scenario by getting that one. But yeah, Vandy's up to 8 at KenPom. Like they are,
it's good for them.
They are sickos there. Yeah. I don't know how they've done it. I don't, you know, this feels like the best they've ever been in program history. They just beat SMU by 20 on Wednesday. So, you know, they are just destroying everybody. And I guess that's how. They're just destroying everybody, right? They beat St. Mary's by 25.
Right.
They beat VCU by 15 on the road. I mean, they are every bit. I mean, you're going to be probably an 8-point underdog to Vandy at home, which is kind of nuts. But it's deserved based on what they've done and kind of also what you've done. But, again, nice win. If you can get that version of Memphis, I feel very good about them keeping the tournament streak alive. Will they get that? You know, I guess you could really start to make the argument, Jason. Didn't get embarrassed by any stretch of the imagination at Ole Miss. You were a 10.5-point underdog. You covered that. You know, you were in that game. You never got blown out. Yes, you lost a bad one to UNLV. You were leading with 7 minutes to play against Purdue. Should have beaten Wake Forest. So we're basically really just talking about one bad 40-minute stretch of the season where they've looked bad. Mm-hmm. But the rest of it, you would say, they covered against Southern Illinois. They covered against New Orleans. They obviously won outright as an underdog against Baylor.
Right.
You know, I mean, you could make the case that at 67, at 124 in the net, that maybe they're underrated, undervalued, because they're being penalized for one bad 40-minute stretch of basketball. And all the other minutes have been pretty good, you would have to say.
Yeah, I mean, they should be 6-2. You never should have gotten run off the floor by UNLV, and you should have beaten Wake Forest. And so that we would have said that was going to be best-case scenario through eight games before the season.
Yep.
6-2. You're 4-4. You're two games off that. You got a nice win against Baylor. It's not a signature win. If you're going to do anything significant in the non-conference, you have to get one of these next ones, Louisville, Vanderbilt. I just think to turn any heads, Utah State's not even going to do that for you in terms of seeding, John.
No, it will not.
It's not. That's what I've factored out for now.
Right.
Worrying about seeding.
Yeah.
Not with what's left on the schedule.
Right.
What you've got to see is if Penny Hardaway can coach this team up.
Yep.
We knew it was all new. Last three games, it's looked better. Two of them, you can't even really count. But it might be what they needed, John.
Yeah.
Going back into Baylor in this stretch so he could finally. The thing that frustrates me is I keep talking about finding the right guys, and you have a guy that I had completely written off in Aaron Bradshaw comes back in. Now, you really can't write him off, can you? Because of what he's making?
Right.
Because of what you've invested in him?
Yep.
The time, what you need? You can't write him off.
You need him to play.
So to see him come back, and if that Roy Rogers behind the scenes you hear is working with Aaron, like everybody's working with Aaron. But he's the one guy that's been a big.
Right.
And that was a different Aaron Bradshaw in that game.
It was
a different Aaron Bradshaw in that game. So back to the point, we're talking about, you know, what the staff didn't do and that loss to Wake Forest. If they are coaching up Aaron Bradshaw in the background and you can start to get this more consistent, John, that's what the season's got to be about.
Yeah.
Penny taking a team where he had to flip 15 and trying to coach this thing up, because for a while it looked like a hot mess.
Yep.
I think this roster's probably better than we've given it credit for after that junk start, 1-4 start. And again, I tell you, coaching is the reason you didn't get the Wake Forest win. It wasn't the roster. You played well for the most part in the Bahamas. Can you pick off one of these next ones? I don't have high hopes, John, that, you know, that Vandy team's gotten too good at this point. Can you do that or not? Either way, it's going to be about going into the conference with the guys that you know, right, is the right mix, and winning it. That's all there is to it. I mean, can Penny Hardaway coach this thing up from what at one point looked like a hot mess?
Right.
Like maybe a mess that we didn't want to talk about what the ending might look
like. Right. I mean, I think we're hitting the right notes here, because they were always going to win those two games after getting back from the Bahamas, right? Southern Illinois and New Orleans, right? So they were always going to win those. And they covered the number and outperformed, quote unquote, you know, so that's good in that regard, but we're not going to sit here and overreact to, you know, by game wins, right? But beating Baylor, how it looked, getting that version of, we haven't seen that version of Aaron Bradshaw since he was playing AAU.
Yeah,
I mean, that's literally his best game in probably 3 years, 4 years. Can you get that again? Did the benching him for that game against New Orleans, did that like get through to him finally? Like, yo, dude, this is it for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't get your ish together, this is the end of the line for Aaron Bradshaw in basketball.
Well,
maybe it did.
And I'll just say, Zach Davis in that game was the kind of player, I wouldn't say we would have thought 23 and 13 was coming, but that was the kind of activity level we thought we were getting the guy coming a step down from the SEC.
100%.
And so back to that, if you could get that consistently.
Absolutely.
Because for a while, he hadn't been able to defend without fouling.
Yep.
So you're finally getting him out of that. If you could get those two just on a more consistent basis, I ain't expecting it game to game. We've seen it be up and down. But if those two, you get them on a consistent basis, John, there's enough with what they had out. Thedford, we've seen the effort level. Heck, he started on fire the other day before he goes down with the knee. You know, you've seen Ashton be able to score. Curtis at times has played. With the guys that were out, you know, there's enough here to at least put together a solid season for Penny, to where he has folks, you know, that were on the ledge about this.
Absolutely,
feeling better.
Yeah. Now, listen, if they go out and they get blown out by Louisville, and then they come back and they lose to Vandy, and then they got that road game missing, they dropped that one, I mean, we'll kind of be right back to where we were.
I'd like to get at least the Mississippi State game.
I'd love to get the
Hoping
Vandy one.
Hoping that this is improvement that we're seeing, and we will see a more, you know, consistent version of this team, particularly defensively.
I mean, yeah, Mississippi State's in free fall. They lost to San Francisco at home yesterday.
Yeah. That Mississippi State game doesn't look nearly as daunting as it once did.
It definitely
does. Is my point. And we said that about Baylor. We said this is a Baylor team you can get because of the inexperience, because they play a short rotation, and you went out and did it. So I need at least that Mississippi State one on the road.
Yep.
I'm expecting them, John, to lose to Louisville and Vanderbilt
right.
because of the level of teams that those are. That
right.
Louisville game is projected 14 at KenPom.
Yep. Also, I think Mississippi State just lost Hubbard. He got hurt yesterday in that game. Only played 2 minutes.
I did not see that.
Yeah. And obviously, like, he's like their only player, it feels like, this year. So if he does not play in that game, which, you know, is only a couple weeks out, that's a huge boon for Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
And they could maybe even be, I don't know, favored, but you know, pick them. It's the 20th, so you got 2 weeks, basically, for Hubbard, whatever the injury is. So if it's an ankle sprain, maybe he comes back for that one. I don't know. But, yeah, it got a little easier. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And if you do win that one, that would put you at, let's just assume, losses to Vandy and Louisville. But then you win at Mississippi State, and then you beat Alabama State.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going into conference play 6-6, and you played. And in fairness to Memphis, like, they played an unbelievable schedule. Like,
I would have said the best we said they could do was probably 8-4 going into the
absolute
conference
best
with Utah State.
Dream if
right.
they were 8-4. Yeah, and they so I mean
and John, again, you can't erase UNLV. That was an awful loss. It's why where you are metrically, but they win that game like they should,
right?
And they beat Wake Forest like
right.
they should. You're sitting there 6-2 instead
yep.
of 4-4. We're talking about this season probably a little bit differently. Are we saying they're going to beat Louisville or Vandy? Probably not, because of what those teams are doing. But we're feeling completely different about the job. Right, that what's happening
right.
out there, the roster probably even, and that should have happened. You got run off floor, your team wasn't ready, that's coaching, that's players, that's everybody against UNLV.
Yep.
And then Wake Forest was literally not getting Doug to miss the free throw. That should have been a win, and you played Purdue well.
Yep.
So that's the point. The tenor would be different if only, you know, but you can't, that's all water under the bridge now. You have to go with what you got. My point is,
yep.
it can be close to kind of what we thought it would be.
And I mean,
still, it's still in the picture.
Because here's the reality, when you play five teams that are in the top, you know, but I'll say six because Ole Miss is 53. You play six teams in the top 53 at KenPom, you're going to be with a brand new team. You know, the best you could hope to be is 500, right? I mean, that trap door could open up, and it could be nasty.
Yeah,
right. And it obviously,
I think that's what you get with the Baylor win, is a little bit of okay, all right.
It's like a tourniquet.
Right, I think I can start
yes.
coaching some guys up here.
I mean,
to
be honest,
together.
We were seeing it in the first half of Wake Forest. We were like, you know, hey, okay,
yep.
bad loss against UNLV, but they played Purdue to the hilt.
Dude, seven minutes left? They
yeah.
had the lead or whatever
yeah.
on Purdue.
So
that's what I'm telling. Played them better
yeah.
than the Texas Tech or whatever did.
It doesn't really make sense. Like, this Memphis team doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but it does seem to be getting better.
After initially... The,
yeah.
the fact that you're going replacing 15
yeah.
came back to haunt you
yeah.
because you don't know who's in, who's
yeah.
out. You don't have any chemistry, but now he's maybe coaching through it and coaching them up.
Yeah.
Again, this is the same coach that I said, well, you cost him the Wake Forest game. I said everybody's got to lock in, not just this roster that we've criticized, the coaching staff has criticized,
yep.
but the coaching staff. Roy Rogers with Aaron Bradshaw getting the most that you can out of him. Penny Hardaway in terms of doubling down on defense.
Yep.
They had to lock in too. Maybe, hopefully, that's happening, John.
Exactly.
And maybe it can, you know, end up in the next two games getting you something that's you didn't expect.
Yep. Yep.
At any point this season, probably, with a win over Louis and Vandy.
Very, very fair. And by the way, we didn't mention it, but they beat Baylor without Thetford. I mean, Thetford was like your high-energy guy.
They beat Baylor with Doug McDaniel not having one of them Kendrick Davis-type
yeah.
leadership offensively games.
Yeah.
He was not shooting the ball well, although down the stretch, boy, you needed him. And he finished with 7 assists. Doug hung in there,
yeah,
which is what I appreciate on a night where the shot wasn't necessarily dropping the way we usually are used to seeing. And you found a way to win. John.
Yep.
Again, hopefully that Baylor team is going to be a tournament team.
They should.
And you'll look back. You'll look back on it and say that was a quality win that came at a time where, boy, you know, we really needed it. We thought the trajectory was turned up. But with that win, it sort of solidified it for us, and we knew we were, you know, at least putting seeing signs of improvement.
Yes.
Coaching guys up. That's what it looked like to me. Zach Davis, Aaron Bradshaw, guys that finally, you expected more from, you were finally starting to see it.
Yes.
So credit to all involved.
Memphis back in action on Saturday, where they will be on the road at Louisville. That game is 2:30 tip on ESPN. First game in what, 8 years against Louisville?
Yeah, the Josh era.
I thought Tubby had one.
Maybe he did.
I think
8 years. Yeah,
I think Tubby had. It was a neutral though. I think it was like in New York or something.
Okay.
I remember because Jeremiah played in it. But obviously, it's been quite a while since Memphis and Louisville have played a game, and obviously, this is the start of a 6-year series. So it's fantastic. Would love to kick it off with handing Louisville an L, but they're pretty awesome too. Who they just beat? Indiana. Yeah, they lost to Arkansas on Wednesday, then they came back and won at Indiana. So they're real. They're a hell of a team. Mm-hmm. But we know Penny gets his teams up for these spots as well. So anyway, a really, really necessary, much needed win for Memphis, but they were underdogs. And you gotta give credit to Penny in these spots, man. When it feels like the chips are down, that man finds a way to win, and he did it again on Saturday. Against Baylor. So nice win for Memphis.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.